Starting.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, 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 what's up?
What's up, Jimmy James?
So, what's up, man?
Man.
I think I'm getting tired.
So what's this time-lapse of the future video you've been talking about, bro? All
right. It's called Time-Lapse of the Future, A Journey to the End of Time. 4K.
In 4K.
Yeah, good.
By Melody Sheet, right?
Melody Sheet, 59 million views. This thing had like 10 million views in the first week. This is the one I was talking about. Like, it had so many views. Just
29 minutes and 20 seconds.
All yeah, right. I'm at 2 seconds. I'm just waiting to start it. And then, like, you'll see what I mean by you're going to be like, it's self-explanatory. You know what I mean?
Yep. So for any listeners out there who's into astrophysicists and astrophysics and, you know, astronomy and, you know, just overall science shit, bro, check this out, you know? This is my first time seeing it. And Jimmy has been into this stuff for a long time, since he was a kid. Yeah, and he's putting me onto this channel in this video.
Yeah, man. If you haven't heard about it, definitely listen to Sway be talking about, because this is the best, I've been in astronomy, and this is the best space channel out there by far. It's like hands down.
Let's get into it.
All right, let me know when to go.
Let's rock.
Go. By the way, it's Protocol Labs too. They're a really good company. Can't talk. I fucking blow my nose. All right.
Everything has its wonders. Yep. Even darkness and silence. Helen Keller. Okay. What does the future look like? Good question. How will the future meet its end? We may never truly be certain. But science has begun to paint a stunning picture of how the future may end. We gotta.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. You'll watch it again.
Yeah.
You watch it over and over again.
They're pretty fast with the letters and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They'll talk too, by the way. This is the work. Now, can you see on the bottom something here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
She couldn't see until this guy's nut. This guy's
nut. You said we'd be dead right about here.
No, that's not what you got to listen to what he's saying, though. See, that's not the no human error. Look how fast it's going. See, look.
Van Allen belts.
Yeah. Just watch the years go by down the end. You can see the time going, right? The time.
Let's say, eight, yeah, 6,000.
Yeah, seven, nine. Eight. Where you at?
I'm a little behind you, like 1 second behind
you. All right, I'm about to hit 20. Okay.
I just hit 20.
Okay. I pause it and then repause. There we go. We should be back caught up. So,
that ball is moving, bro.
See, yeah. Super volcanic eruptions. That's could happen. It's Yellowstone right there. I apologize. I was getting a little clogged up. I couldn't talk.
That's all good, man.
No, I was talking for 45. Yeah.
Follow footprints. Disappears.
Yep. Look, I want you to those years. Remember those years, bro.
Stone monument. I'm looking at the word next to it.
Sorry.
Stone monument.
Yeah.
Arrow.
Oh yeah. You watch it a million times. Anybody out there has never seen it, they're gonna watch it over and over. I could watch this over and over because I forget it goes so quick.
Mars become a ring? Wow.
Yep. Vanishes. No, the rings vanish. Antarctica melts. This is 70,000 years, 100,000 years now. It's going fast.
Supercontinents again.
Mm-hmm.
Pangea type thing. Okay.
All plant like eyes. Ocean evaporates. Like. Am I still ahead of you?
Nope.
Okay. Cool. By the way, I don't know if you have your volume up. There's people that talk.
Oh, yeah, I hear.
Okay, cool.
12 billion, 14, 15, 16.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, that might be too loud for you. I can listen to it later. I'll pull it down. I want you to hear it. Sun becomes a white blue. Yeah, it's about right. Everything dies. How many years you have to do? Look at the years, right? About to hit 10.
Stars become to die off?
Yeah. Look how many years are by. Look how many years are by, dude. How many? I mean, if you want to tell your audience, man, we're up to...
Like, oh, yeah, I'm 40, up to 40. 50.
50. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's flying. Now it's
flying. Yeah, it's flying so fast. I can't even keep up.
Yeah, I know. I know. Dude, that's a trillion years, bro.
I can't even imagine. I don't know that.
I know you can't imagine, but they did. I did.
That number these is guys, too yeah. Huge.
The universe becomes a cosmic boneyard strewn with remnants of dead stars. And that's 1,000 trillion years from now.
What the fuck is 1,000 trillion, bro?
That's 1,000 trillion years. So take a trillion, and that's 1,000. And then
add 1,000 of them.
Yeah, 1,000 trillion. That's nothing right now, though.
What?
That's
nothing.
You'll see. Generation error is pretty much where the suns, the stars are just like
a million trillion years. Wow.
What is the thing is, this is why I was talking about the anchor thing, is because the guy that the people that are talking in between, they have all these different voices come on, like Mike Rowe and Neil deTice.
Yeah.
And some important shit because they were involved in this, making this.
It's a ghost universe.
Right. This is going to happen for sure. It's guaranteed, but it's everything's unknown, but it's guaranteed this will happen. And then you'll see when we don't even know. You'll see.
Over that time, gravity ejects dead stars and planets from the galaxy, sending them out into the freezing
world. Yeah.
This is getting outrageous. How can you see this far into the future? What the fuck?
Well, because it's guaranteed. Because it's we already seen it. We already seen that far into the future when you look out at distant galaxies. That's what you're looking at. You're looking in. You're looking back in time, bro. That's how they know. Smartest fucking heads in the universe, bro. The geniuses of this shit made this, and you know, talked about it. And the computer geniuses put like guys like you put it together. Artists or whatever. Surviving life forms may find refuge around.
My brain almost exploded when that shit exploded, bro.
Dude, the fucking it's better watch this at night, bro.
I'm into it. I'm just thinking, bro.
Yeah. At nighttime I'm saying the graphics pop. Oh, I know you're thinking, bro. I told you. It's hard to do a podcast when you're watching this.
A black dwarf. Wow. I've never even heard of that. Wow.
That's a sun, but that's what our sun will look like.
Damn, when the sun becomes a planet, that's how you know shit is fucked up.
That's not even a planet, bro. You take a spoonful of that, bro, you wouldn't even be able to pick it up. It's like Thor's hammer, bro. You wouldn't be able to do shit. That's why Thor goes to a dark dwarf star, because that the mass.
Real shit.
The density. 5,000 trillion years now.
What the fuck? A trillion trillion? Oh my god.
Oh, 1,000 trillion trillion, yeah. From now, from when it was made 2 years ago, a year ago, 2 years ago.
A Black Hole Solid Stray Matter. Wow. What the fuck? I'm completely mind blown, guys.
Dude, I watch this with headphones on. I put my headphones on top of my earbuds because I fucking love it. The sounds of it, it makes and shit.
Oh, use it like a little movie theater type experience?
Oh, it's fucking, yeah, because it's I got surround, put the surround on. It's fucking like you can hear.
Yeah, that's sick. A degenerate era, wow.
This is what I'm into, because what is after this, and this, we'll get into it. Right.
One thought?
Time that's going by, yep, this time going by is nothing right now, dude. Nothing. This is why I told you before, bro. I don't worry about like people like doing things, because life is so short on this planet, bro. This shit is like, we're gonna be so gone so quick. It's gonna be stupid. Like, I don't know. Expansion of the universe. It's spread matter.
It's like we got back to the beginning of shit. Like, just went around in a loop.
Never know. Well, it's not the loop theory. It's something else. But yeah. That's one of my theories. I have a lot of, everybody has those theories though. But then again, I've studied for fucking 30 years, bro. It has to, everything dies, but there is something that you're going to find interesting.
That's mind blowing. What the fuck? An atom dying? I can't even imagine that.
Oh, well, everything dies, dude. Dies all around us right now. There's atoms and shit in the quantum realm and shit that are just coming out of nowhere. Where's it coming from? Like, nobody knows. But this is what? Trillion, trillion, trillions. 3 trillion. So that's 300 trillion, trillion, trillion years in the future. And all the... But there's still stuff there. We just don't know what it is. Nobody does.
What the
I don't fuck? Think our minds can comprehend it.
No shit. I'm gonna try to think, can an atom die? Like, how much time has to pass by before atoms die, bro?
Dude, like, it's ridiculous. Atoms, of this. Yep.
That's insane.
This is protons decaying, and the protons, even the protons, that's even worse than the atoms, bro. It's proton is smaller. It's what makes an atom.
That's like energy dying, bro. That's crazy.
This is the black hole era now. We're about 100,000 trillion, trillion, trillion years. It gets stupid.
Yeah. But it's not. I'm looking like, yo. What the
This fuck? Is going to happen regardless, though, because everything has to die, dude. There's only so much of energy to make, even in suns and stars.
I can't even imagine it, bro.
I know you can't, but this is why I love the Melody Sheep, and that's why I got so many hits. It's because it gives you a semi-idea of a comprehension of what it would be like.
Is the proton dying now? Is there no such thing as a light particle no more? Like,
no, this is what's like, these are like, this is what you, if you were standing in space or somewhere on space, this is like nowhere to stand really. But if you're on a planet somewhere, anywhere, this is what you would see. You would just see it. But we only know this to a point. We're at 100 million, trillion, trillion, trillion years now. It's fucking ridiculous, dude. But it's true. Like, our universe gives life only a brief moment to shine.
That's what life is, though. It's a brief moment.
That's very good. Yeah.
Wow, the universe dying. Wow. Never thought about that.
Oh, yeah. We're nowhere even close to the fucking end, dude.
Billion, trillion, trillion, trillion? Oh, my God.
That's not a lot of time, though. It really isn't. Not in universe time. Space time, it's not. Did you hear what he said about life there, right?
No.
This is life. So that percentage right there.
That's how long we live.
That's how long only, no, all life. All life in the universe. That's how life would, that's all life. No matter how far technology are, you'll see. 1 trillion, 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 trillion. That's 4 trillions now. We're 4 trillions.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no planets left. There's no suns left. Like, this is just black hole. It's a black hole era. Basically, that would be our Milky Way. That's what would be left. Like, what you're looking at, that's the Milky Way. It really puts perspective on time, bro. Remember that time thing I just said with the time, because it comes up later on.
The black hole merger?
Some growth. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Me and Michelle, we call it, we're like two black holes. We'll see coming up. What else is left for a black hole to eat, dude? It has to get something, right? It sucks in. Right here. Oof. I would love to see. It's beautiful. Right, so the black holes are getting so big, it's the black hole mergers, bro. Like, there's nothing else to them grab.
Except each other.
Yeah. That's what else crazy. Could they get? There's no light. There's nothing to eat. They're. What can they do? What do you think happens after black holes merge? Yeah.
New fucking dimension. What the?
That's where. But we know this is going to happen for sure.
We're in some 10th dimensional type shit, like, bro.
You see how Melody Sheep is so nice, though? Like, why they got so big? Because of this, the graphics. And they give you a visual that nobody else does.
It's amazing. What the fuck?
Yeah. That looks small, but that's going to be so huge.
No, that doesn't look small.
No. Well,
it's a black hole.
Right.
What the fuck?
You could hear the sound, dude. She's saying, which is true. I didn't think about it until I actually went back and studied. Like, you could hear the sound right here. You would hear this.
Wow.
That's the sound. That's what they think it sounds like. They're giving us an idea what they think it would sound like. Your ears would vibrate, dude.
I'll be dead.
Well, if you could live, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to know that this is what's going to happen, though, like, after, like, we're gone.
Gone, 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 gone. Yeah. Gone. Damn.
Also have a theory about that, but we'll wait till the end, because I want to show you. The part that comes up is mine. I'll tell you. See, hear him? Scientists used to think black holes would be around forever. It's a lot of long time, though. Still nothing, though.
Nothing?
It's nothing. It's true. Nothing in space-time. I'm sorry. I'd say after the next trillion, then it starts to... Because, like, you... Scientists only know so much. You hear that, right? See how they keep just coming out of nowhere and then all eating each other, right?
Steven.
Yeah, the particles.
Stephen Hawkins?
what somebody's saying. He's fucking a genius. It's the Hulk. It's his name. Yep.
So it basically starved to death.
Yeah. Even the particles, because what else did they have? I thought about this way before scientists said they were mortal. I said, there's no way. I always say that when I was growing up, because like I said, I studied it. So when they, I figured they explode or something, or they just die out. Black holes begin to die. Oh, right here. Now we're getting, now we're up there. We're up there. Just remember, pay attention. I'll let you know when to pay attention to exactly what it says, because then it's like even past the R. As they die, yeah, see, they explode. I mean, what else could they do? Because everything is, at the end of the day, everything's matter. It's particles. It has to, it needs something. A particle needs a partner.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a black hole is eventually after it explodes. Then those particles have to meet, and then.
Wow.
So these are just black holes just banging out. Like, it's a long time into the future, like for us, but it's not. It's not like for space as of right now. Right here is kind of isolated. The universe continues to expand, driven by a mysterious force. Yeah, this is where we don't really comprehend right here, even the science. So they just, this is guesstimating from here on out. This is our human knowledge. It gives me chills thinking about that, dude. This is our human knowledge. I don't know how the universe would die in ice. Like, it's just, I don't like that guy, by the way. That guy was talking. He's a the Chinese guy.
Yeah.
I don't agree with some of his, a lot of his shit.
He seems more entertaining than anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have theories of my own here, but this is, it's not just my theories. It's other scientists that study this shit.
I definitely want to hear it after.
No, yeah, dude. Well, trust me. Once you see this, then I can, like, answer your... Because, you know. Yeah, the dark energy. Like, yeah, we still know it. Theories, but that's about it. 5,000.
I can't even fathom that number anymore. Dark energy inflates universe. Wow.
This is right here. What they're showing is an idea. Our human knowledge don't know. We can't come. We don't know what we're looking at right now. We don't know. So this is right. We don't know.
Right.
What the fuck's going to happen once everything dies out? I have my own theories. Like I said, I want you to watch it first. Now they're saying it's expanding it. It's still going to keep going. So the universe is.
What the fuck? That shit got me tripping out, bro.
I told you, bro.
Like I popped the pill, bro.
Right, it's trippy because it's trippy. Right, we don't understand what exactly. I don't. That's why I came up with the IDK theory, Dwayne.
Yeah, this is what you mean then.
Yeah, exactly. Now you understand what I mean. The IDK. I had to come up with it because it would drive me nuts, bro. Even if we knew dark energy, we don't know nothing. We don't know. I have.
Yeah, this is all skepticism.
We know, capture some
hypothesis.
Shit.
Hypothesis.
We've been doing captures and Well, this is our best educated guess from here. Well,
right.
From millions of years ago after the time lapse, but
right.
Once
we probably won't. We won't be around to even know.
No.
You know, going
but
on.
But then again, I have other theories with that too. Like so.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I definitely need to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, this is not theories I just came up with out of my head and like, oh, this could happen. No, I literally went in deep thought. Like that right here, what you're watching, they look like little red blood cells. That is interesting to me. Hold on. Let me just start again.
Yep. Like a multiverse type of thing?
Yes. No, can you please stop calling? Thank you. Sorry, it was health. Sorry, healthcare. Sorry.
So good.
Others still could. Yeah. See. All right. This is where Michelle was like, wow, because like I was like, this is where I was already thinking before I seen this video. Is there multi, like kind of like MCU multi universes? Is that what it's like? Little bubbles, and it's just expanding, and they explode. Do they go together? Like, and then what happens to them? You know what I mean? It's like fucking. I had to stop thinking about it. It fucks my mind up.
Yeah, that's some deep shit.
It's, yep. So what's left right now? We got the black hole ear, and we're still not, well, we're almost done, but the video, we got like 5-6 minutes left, but some speculate that there.
That's what I'm saying.
We could create, this is where it gets in, and like your guess is as good as mine type of thing. Like a 12-year-old's guess, it doesn't matter. Like time is irrelevant.
Yeah.
This fucking blows my mind. I don't know what bugs me about this. It just bugs me. It always has. You see these universes, right? These are supposed to be universes, us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If there's infinite universes, then there must be me and you somewhere talking right now about this exact same thing. I didn't think about it until I really thought about it. I was like, then that's true.
Yeah, but you're in Connecticut and I'm in Jersey.
No, I'm in Philly and you're there, and it's because it's infinite, so it has to be. It took me a while to kind of wrap my mind around it. If that's the thing. What takes... I have an idea, dude. It's only because of an empath of me and the spirituality stuff, but there's one thing that I know, but I'll tell you at the end. I just drives me nuts.
Wow.
I always thought about that bubble, like, well, it's bubbles, but I never seen it until they did it on the computer. It's fucking weird. There's no escape. The universe. Fuck, it's so fast sometimes. I've read it
too,
before.
Too fast. Yeah, too fast.
That's why I say you got to watch it like at night, and you got to pause it and read it. So when there's, yeah, one dies, the last explosion for the last time. If there's only one universe. See, they're saying if there's one universe, it could do this. If there's multi...
The last black hole evaporates.
Right.
Wow, the last one.
So we're at 10 billion, trillion, 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 trillion years. That's 1 billion, but 7 trillion.
That's like a billion to the second power. Like, sure, I can't even fathom that, bro.
It's that's billion to the eighth power.
That's huge. The last black hole.
This is our best educated guess. Right. I mean, look at this, but what else could it feed off of, bro? What could it take? How could it be surviving? And then when it explodes, where's that going? Like, last black hole evaporates. See how they don't say explosion? Evaporates.
It evaporates.
Right. Because why would it explode? You need energy. Yeah. You need stuff around it to explode.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Nothing. Imagine nothing. Just not. It's fucking. It gives me the chills thinking about that, dude. Like, but. Ugh. It's like, but. Maybe. If that don't happen.
It's photon particles left life.
It blows your mind away, bro. You got the smartest people who studied this and studied every fucking thing, dude. Like I have, not as much as these guys or something, but get their PhD. But this is where time. Oh yeah.
Damn, just lukewarm.
Lukewarm.
It's just all one thing. Like
sure, time becomes meaningless or irrelevant. Oh, right there, I wasn't looking. What it's not cold, there's not hot.
Wow.
That's if there's one universe. It just keeps not happening forever. Imagine how scary that is, dude. It just nothing happens forever. This is what here.
I can't fathom that.
I'm going to pause that. Everything has. Can you read it through? I'm all stuffed up.
Yeah. Everything has. Oh, it's gone.
What's that? Say it again.
It's gone.
Oh.
I can rewind it. That's the end of it?
No, it's it. Everything has its wonders, even darkness and silence. And I learn, whatever state I may be in, therein to be
content.
Therein to be. So basically, yeah. So
be happy.
Nothing you could. Well, you can't do nothing about it. There's nothing. It's like death. Like, you can't escape it. I mean, that's just. To our
it
knowledge,
is what it is.
You already know, like, kind of what I thought about the death part and how we're matter, and I told you about the spirit shit and whatever. So the next one you should watch, if you do watch any of this shit, is just the Life Beyond 1, and then that one's good, but Life Beyond 2 is even better. But 1 was, I never still haven't watched Life Beyond 1 in its entirety. I've always missed gaps, 30 minutes long. Oh, by okay. the way, real quick, so, the new trailer. I've only seen it once. It's only
so that was our review of Time Lapse of the Future.
Oh yeah, shit, I forgot about that. Sorry,
that's right. Journey to the End of Time, guys. We're gonna get into the review of it, and we're gonna talk about it, and tune in, or you know, check out the next video.
Yeah, guys, I appreciate it, man, and really get your minds. If any thoughts, send them in to me or Dwayne on Dwayne B Podcast and the Jimmy James Show, because I would love to hear people's theories on this. This is what drives me to keep thinking about weird shit. That's why my show is called the Jimmy James Show, Life and Beyond. There you go.
All right, let's get into it.
Right. Are we done talking on the podcast, or... Or you just want to keep going?
I'm going to call you right back, and we're going to talk about it. What we just watched.
Oh, okay. On this, though? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, you got plenty of time. Why?
I just like to have it broken up in segments.
You know you could do that, right? On the edit. You just hit the button.
You always say that. But I'm a little challenged right now.
But you said you know how to...